Lauren Groff's books, such as Arcadia and Fates and Furies, have the rare distinction of being both bestsellers and nominees for some of literature's most distinguished awards. Her latest work is a short story collection in which all the characters have some connection to the state of Florida. Here's our book critic Maureen Corrigan's review of that collection called Florida.
On the acknowledgments page of her new short story collection called Florida, Lauren Groff thanks Florida, where she lives, and what she calls the sunniest and strangest of states. Strange this collection certainly is, but sunny, not so much. These are Southern Gothic-inflected tales of hurricanes, humidity, and sudden sheets of tropical rain that create sinkholes and send snakes, raccoons, and palmetto bugs writhing and running into living rooms for shelter. When the sun does shine, it inflicts damage, alligatoring people's skin, causing headaches and bleaching memory to dust. Even when some of Groff's characters flee Florida, they carry its dank atmosphere within them, just as Milton's Satan in Paradise Lost carries hell. Florida, the collection, is filled with brooding, inventive, and often moving short stories. And I say this as a critic who's admired the architectural complexity of Groff's work in the past, but also found it somewhat chilly. Here, she's more generous about opening up her characters' emotional lives. In Groff's trademark zigzagging storytelling style, revelations ricochet between pages, and sometimes even within single sentences. Listen, for instance, to the paragraph-long opening sentence of the very first short story, Ghosts and Empties, in which a restless wife and mother cuts to the core of her marriage and her own depressed spirits. I have somehow become a woman who yells, and because I do not want to be a woman who yells, whose little children walk around with frozen, watchful faces, I have taken to lacing on my running shoes after dinner and going out into the twilight streets for a walk, leaving the undressing and sluicing and reading and singing and tucking in of the boys to my husband, a man who does not yell. You sense from the way that sentence ends that there's a lot going on under the surface of those words. That woman reappears in several of the stories in Florida, among them The Midnight Zone, where she's marooned with her two young boys in a secluded hunting camp as a panther prowls outside, and the final story, Ypres, where she drags her sons along with her to France to research Guy de Maupassant, a writer she comes to realize she hates. These stories, so filled with anguish and rueful humor, are among the standouts in this collection. There's also a doozy of a hurricane tale called Eyewall, in which Groff clearly has a blast finding inventive ways to describe wind and rain, and a nightmare tale that should be required reading for anyone considering graduate school in the liberal arts. In it, a female grad student falls into an economic sinkhole when she loses her teaching fellowship. Soon she's living in her station wagon and dumpster diving for food. In one particularly grim scene, she spots a former student on the street. A frightened, silent thing who'd earned her C-, because no matter how hard she was drilled, the difference between ITS and IT-apostrophe-S had eluded the girl. Tonight, if she and the girl came face to face, the girl would look through her former instructor, not seeing her in this worn, dirty woman. And she, whose words had once lashed, would have nothing to say. Fortunately, the story doesn't end there, and Groff, through her own acrobatic style in this collection, attests to the benefits of a firm grounding in grammar and vocabulary. Lots of things go south fast in the stories collected in Florida, like marriages, careers, and the weather. But throughout, Groff's gifts as a writer just keep soaring higher and higher.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Lauren Groff's new short story collection called Florida.